Hare Krishna, dear devotees. I'm doing Bhakti Vedanta under VIHC. You are welcome to continue your Bhakti Shastri, 9th canto. Yesterday we almost finished two chapters. So chapter 23, in which there are certain verses we did not read yesterday. But they are all names. You have read all those? Yeah, because a couple of verses we left yesterday.
Yes, Prabhuji, we read. We read them.
Okay, we read. So, three lessons we have to learn from this chapter 22nd. So, can somebody throw light what lesson we can learn from this?
One lesson I thought was that even though Devapi was wronged, he did not retaliate.
Okay, this one lesson, Devapi was wrong, or he was right, but he was not given the event.
Wronged in the sense that the minister of Shantanu actually misled him.
Okay. But still he was very peaceful and he wanted to continue the generation of the moon dynasty even after the cycle of the yuga. So he was more composed and more sort of a peaceful person. Okay?
One thing I found.
Another thing I learned is Santanu, the meaning of Santanu means one who can make somebody happy. But just by touching him, the person becomes happy.
Oh, meaning of the Santanu is that anybody he touches become peaceful.
Peaceful, yeah. The person can change from old age to youth.
So, but what lesson we get from that?
And he was enjoying his brother's property, his brother's kingdom, and there was no rain falling. So they ask him to go bring his brother back, but the brother refused to take to the throne, and he became a king again.
Oh, so what lesson? The lesson is not that because he touches everybody can be youth, therefore he was king or...
The body is changing. Body is changing.
What changing?
Body is changing.
The body changes from
old
age to youth.
And the soul remains the same.
Anyway, it's okay, you think it's a lesson, but body, we are not much attached to the body, whether it's old or young, it has to go one day. Anyway, this we are keeping, let us see if we can get other three, then we can get the first Devapi appears to be very nice.
Hare Krishna.
Yes, Prabhu.
One is the example of Parikshit Maharaj himself that when Lord protects, that even thunderbolt of Ashwatthama cannot kill him. So when Lord protects, you can say everybody is safe.
So he was telling to the Parikshit Maharaj that you were protected by Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. So Sri Krishna is a protector of devotees. Even you were not killed by the Brahmastar, and Krishna wanted to continue the dynasty of dear devotees Pandavas. Okay.
And another one,
yes.
In verses 21 to 24, it is being said that the incarnation of Godhead Veda Vyasa, rejecting his disciples, headed by Pala, instructed Srimad Bhagavatam to me because I was free from all material desires. So one can study and absorb the messages when one is free from material desires.
Oh, very good. Very good. More, yes, more.
What I got from that pastime of Devapi and Shantanu was that we need to be very careful to follow the Vedic principles and etiquette, because due to a breach of etiquette, then Indra stopped supplying the rain.
Right.
And then later when Shantanu was, undisputably the only one qualified to be king, then Indra sent rain again.
Very good. This is also good because Vedic etiquette has to be observed even the elder and younger and all these, and you can, well, this is
three lessons.
This is good. This is good. Yes. What else?
In the same similar lines, our action is observed by higher authorities because Indra stopped rain for 12 years in the time of Shantanu because of Devapi. So, and second lesson, Roji, so, one can refuse only one request of spiritual master when spiritual master asks a disciple to get married, when the disciple has a vow of brahmachari, that's Amba, Bhishma and Parshuram. Same we find in the case of four Kumaras and Brahma.
Okay. So, all right, this is also very good. What
something
else?
Something I got else. Yeah.
Another lesson, the Pandavas, we are married to one wife, but I see they all have children from other wives. That means Kshatriya are allowed to marry more than one wife.
Anyway, that's also okay.
And also, Prabhuji, one is that all that is left is a list of names. Even here in this chapter, we just keep hearing about so many names.
Yeah, then many names will come in our next chapter also. All names are there. So, Vyasa, I have two more things. Yes.
Wow. One is that great personalities like Shukadeva Goswami, they are able to know past, present, and future. So here Shukadeva is giving the names of kings from thousands of years in the past, as well as generations of kings into the future.
Well, Shukadeva was fearful of the Maya, and Krishna came, and only Krishna gave the words, therefore Shukadeva came out of the womb. This is something also. This world is full of Maya. Nobody can be saved unless one. This is not in this, I think. This was a previous chapter or this chapter?
No, just, you know how he's giving the names of the kings in the future? This is
the lesson I was thinking when you say future. What we can say is that the revealed scripture like Bhagavatam, which are spoken by the liberated souls, they can see the future. So they have the description of the future given, what is going to happen. It means this knowledge which is coming from Aroha Panth, from the higher authorities as a Shruti, that is the most authoritative knowledge.
And then the last one is that a person may appear to be low born, but they may actually be a great personality. For example, Satyavati appears to be the daughter of a fisherman, but actually she was the daughter of Uparichara Vasu.
From external appearance we cannot judge somebody. How can she be a mother of Vyasadeva and queen of a Santi, no? So that's also, so now we have at least say 5, 6, 7, 8 lessons from this. Out of these whichever touch to you, 3 you can write, because it's not a prototype. So there are now 4, 5, 6 lessons we have. Is it okay? Hare Krishna, is it all right? We can continue next to the...
Yes, let's go ahead.
Yeah, we are going to chapter 23rd now. So, 23rd chapter. So, till that 22nd chapter, we have the dynasties coming from Puru. Puru, son of Yayati, the youngest son of Yayati, who become the emperor. Now we are starting from 23rd, the dynasty of other four sons of the Puru. Other four sons of Yayati. Alright? So, Shukadeva Goswami said, Anu, the fourth son of Yayati. It means now Yayati's Puru dynasty is over, in which we got mostly the Pandavas, Kuru and Puru ones. Puru ones and Kuru ones. Now the four other sons, Anu, the fourth son of Yayati, had 3 sons. So we have a dynasty of the Anu, and then the in the end, there is a dynasty of the Yadu. So Anu has a son named Sabhanara Chakshu and Pareshnu, a king from Sabhanara came a son named Kalanara, and from Kalanara came a son named Saranjaya. From Saranjaya came son named Janmayajaya, and from Janmayajaya came Mahashala, from Mahashala Mahamana, and from Mahamana two sons, Ushinara and Titikshu. The four sons of Ushinara were Sibi, Vara, Krami, Daksha, and from the Sibi again came four sons named Vishadarbha, Sudhira, Madra, Kekaya. The son of Titikshu was Rushadratha. From Rushadratha, from Rushadratha came Homa, from Homa Sutapa, and from Sutapa Bali. By the semen of Dirgatma and the wife of Bali, the emperor of the world, six sons took birth, namely Anga, Venga, Kalinga, Summa, Ponder, and Order.
Is this Bali Maharaj?
No, not this Bali Maharaj. He is the son of Virochan. Virochan is the son of Prahlad. That is a different, completely different line. These six sons headed by Anga later become kings of the six states in the eastern side of the India. These states were known according to the name of their respective king. From Anga came a son named Khalapan, and from Khalapan, Dviratha. So this Anga, we will know this Anga Desha was given to the Karna. This is the Anga. Maharaj Anga was there. Now from the Dviratha came a son named Dharmaratha, and from the son Chitrarath, who was celebrated as Romapad. This word Romapad. Roma means hairs, and pad means on the hair. On the sole of the hair, he has hairs, so it's called Romapad. This Romapad has a relation with Maharaj, friendship with Maharaj Dasarath. And Maharaj Dasarath gave his one daughter Shanta to him in a marriage. And that Shanta and Shanta gave birth to Rishi Shringa, who performed the yajna of Maharaj Dasarath before the appearance of Rama. This is Rompad, same Rompad. Rompad, however, was without issue, and therefore his friend Maharaj Dasarath gave him his own daughter named Shanta. This is the before Lord Ramchandra's appearance. Rompad accepted her as his granddaughter, and thereafter she married Rishi Shringa. This Rishi Shringa is the son of Vibhandak Rishi. And this Rishi Shringa actually married Rompad. There was no rain in the Rompad's kingdom because he did not give a right thing to the Brahman in a Dakshina. Therefore, this Rishi Shringa then came, and then rain came, then he married, and then this Rishi Shringa came for Maharaj Dasarath to perform the Putrishti Yajna. So this is a history from Ramayana, and they are connected. When the demigod from the heavenly planet fell to shower rain, Rishi Shringa was appointed the priest for performing sacrifice after being brought from the forest by the allurement of the prostitute. So this is a whole story in a Valmiki Ramayana. If we have time, we can discuss this, otherwise you may know it. Who danced stage, theatrical performance accompanied by music, and embraced and worshipped him. After Rishi Shringa came, the rain fell. Thereafter, Rishi Shringa performed a sun-giving sacrifice on behalf of Maharaj Dasarath, who had no issue. And then Maharaj Dasarath had son from Rompad, by the mercy of Rishi Shringa, Chaturanga was born, and from Chaturanga came Prithulaksha. So there is a little history here connected with Ramayana. The son of Prithulakshvara, Brahadratha, Brother Karma, Brother Dhano, and from eldest Brother Rath came the son named Brother Mana, and from Brother Mana came the son named Jayadrath. Jayadrath. Brother Mana. Brother means great, big. Son of Jayadrath, by the womb of his wife, Sambhuti was Vijay, and from Vijay Dhriti and was born, and Dhriti came Dhritavarta, and from Dhritavarta Satkarma, and from Satkarma Adhirath. Well, this Adhirath, I'm sure this Adhirath is the one who became the foster father for Karan when he was found in a river, Adhirath. While playing on the bank of Ganga, Adhirath found a baby wrapped up in basket. The baby had been left by Kunti because she was born before she was married. Because Adhirath had no son, he raised this baby as son, and this son was later known as Karna. So this is the Adhirath, the father of Karna. His mother's name, if you all remember, maybe Radhe. So Karna's one name was Radheya. O king, the only son of Karna was Vrishasena. Dhruvayu, the third son of Yaya. Now, till this time, one son of the Yayati's genealogy is over. Now, the other son of the Yayati, Dhruvayu. The third son of Yayati had a son named Babru, and from Babru came Setu. The son of Setu was Arabadha. Arabadha's son was Gandhara, and from Gandhara's son was Dharma. Dharma's son was Dhrita, and Dhrita's son was Drumad. Drumad's son was Pracheta, who had 100 sons. The different Prachetas, not the fourth canto Prachetas. The Pracheta, son of Pracheta, occupied the northern side of the India, which was devoid of Vedic civilization, and become kings there. Yayati's second, this is over now. Now the Yayati's second son, Truvasu. The son of Truvasu was Vahani, and son of the Vahani, Bharga, and Bharga's son was Bhanuman. The son of Bhanuman was Tribhanu, and from his son was the magnanimous Karandhama. Karandhama's son was Maruta, who had no son and who therefore adopted the son of Puru dynasty, Maharaj Dushyant, as his own son. So this is same Dushyant who is the father of Maharaj Bharata. Because the story was there different now. Maruta adopted this son. Because Marut is coming in a dynasty of son of Maharaj Yayati, they cannot be emperor. Because they did not give their youth to their father. Only Puru's dynasty can be king, emperor. Therefore, Dushyant will afterward leave the Marut's family and go back to the Puru family. So Marut accepted this as his own son. All right. Maharaj Dushyant, desiring to occupy the throne, because throne were not allowed to the other son of Yayati except Puru's ones. Therefore, Yadavas are called, you cannot be emperor. Yadavas cannot be emperor. Therefore, Arjun used to sometime talk with Krishna like that. You are Yadu, you cannot be king. So Maharaj Dushyant, desiring to occupy the throne, returned to his original dynasty, Puru dynasty, even though he had accepted Marut as his father. O Maharaj Parikshat, let me now describe the dynasty of Yadu. This is a very important verse. The eldest son of Maharaj Yayati. This description is supremely pious. I am just reading the few lines of this verse. Varnyami Mahapunyam, Mahapunyam. most auspicious. Sarva papa haram nirnam, that can destroy all the sin. Yadu vansam narha shrutva, anybody who hear about the dynasty of Maharaj Yadu, sarva papai param uchyate, he will be free from all sins. So now we are coming to actually the point, Yadu dynasty. This description is supremely pious and it vanquished the reaction of sinful reaction in human society. In human society, simply by hearing this description, one is freed from all sinful reactions. Now Yadu dynasty is starting. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, the Super Soul in the heart of all living entities, descended in his original form as human being in dynasty or family of Yadu. Yadu had four sons, now we are coming to Yadu, but what is Sanskrit word? Let us see about Krishna here. Yatravtirno Bhagavan Paramatma Nar Akriti. Most important word is Nar Akriti. Nar means like human being. Akriti means form. Nar Akriti. Yado Sahasrajitaha Kroshtaha Nalo Ripura Iti Shrutaha. And then there are the four sons of Maharaj Yadu. Yadu Maharaj has four sons. Sahasrajita, who can conquer the Sahasra means 100. Kroshta, Nal and Ripu. Of these four, the eldest Sahasrajita had a son named Shatajit, who had three sons named Mahahaya, Renuhaya and Haya. And this Haya is the same one. Kartvik Arjuna Vucha with a Parshuram, has a pastime with Parshuram. This is Haya. So Haya dynasty is Yadu dynasty. Now Srila Prabhupada's. Okay. There was no purport to this verse. Yataranu Bhagavan. Now Srila Prabhupada is writing. Vadanti tat tattva vidas tattvam tatajnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti shabdyate. So this is the typical verse everybody know, Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan, which is one essence, absolute truth. Okay. And Bhagavad Gita say manushyanam sahasreshu kasya yatnam siddhanam kasyan mam veti tattvata. So out of million, out of thousand, one can try for perfection. Out of thousand who are perfect, only one can know me. So yogis and jnanis, jnanis who focus on Brahm, yogis who focus on Paramatma. There is the mystic yogis and the impersonals can understand the absolute truth as impersonal Brahm or localized Paramatma. But although such realized souls are above ordinary human beings, they cannot understand how the supreme absolute truth can be a person. Therefore, it is said that out of many siddhas, means perfected, the soul who have already realized absolute truth, one may understand Krishna who exactly resembles human being, Nar Akriti. This human form was explained by Krishna himself after he manifested the Virat Roop. It means 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. The Virat Roop is not the original form of Lord. Lord's original form is Dvi Bhuja Shyam Sundar Murli Dhara. The Lord who has two hands playing a flute. Yama Shyam Sundra Majinda Guna Swarupam. The Lord's forms are proof of his inconceivable qualities. Lord's forms are his proof of unconceivable qualities. Although the Lord maintains innumerable universe within the period of his breath, he is dressed with a form exactly like that of human being. That does not mean, however, that he is human being. He is his original form. But this is his original form. But because he looks like a human being, those with a poor fund of knowledge consider him ordinary man. Lord says, अवजानन्तिमा मूढ़ा मनुष्यं तनुमाश्रितं परम भावमजानन्तो मम्भूत महेश्वर. बाय द लॉर्ड्स परम भाव आर ट्रांसेंडेंट नेचर, ही इज ऑल परवेडिंग परमात्मा लिविंग इन द कोर ऑफ हार्ट ऑफ ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज, येट ही लुक्स लाइक ए ह्यूमन बींग. मायावाद फिलोसफी सेड दैट लॉर्ड इज ओरिजिनली इम्पर्सनल बट अज्यूम ए ह्यूमन फॉर्म एंड मेनी अदर फॉर्म्स व्हेन ही डिसेंड. एक्चुअली हाउएवर ही इज ओरिजिनली लाइक ए ह्यूमन बींग एंड द इम्पर्सनल ब्रह्म कंसिस्ट ऑफ द रेज ऑफ द बॉडी यस्य प्रभा प्रभतो जगतंड कोटि. सो दिस इज द पर्पट. Sometimes when you have to see what is the lesson we have to learn, generally where Prabhupada gave purport, it means they were important, so he gave purport. So that may be the most probable lesson. So we should look at that in just a general rule. Like that, if Prabhupada gave purport, it means that is important. That is important means it is a lesson. But also from a bunch of verses we can deduct the later lesson also. Today everybody has nice lessons from that from 22nd chapter. Now we have to get 3 lessons from this chapter also. Now son of Haiya was Dharam and son of Dharam was Netra and father of Kunti. Netra, the father of Kunti, different Kunti. From Kunti came a son named Suhanja. From Suhanja came Manisham and from Manishman came Bhadrasenak. Son of Bhadrasen were known as Durmad, Dhanaka. Dhanak was the father of Kirtavirya and also Kirtagni, Kirtavarma and Kirtauja. The son of Kartavirya was Arjun. This is Kartavika Arjun. This is the son of Kartavirya. This is same Kartavika Arjun. Became the emperor of entire world, consisting of 7 islands. And he received mystic power from Dattatreya, the incarnation of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus he obtained the mystic perfection known as Ashtasiddhi. No other king in this world would equal Kartavika Arjuna and sacrifice charity, austerity, mystic power, education, strength, or mercy. So he has all these good qualities. But still he become merciless on the cow of the Jamadagni. For 85,000 years Kartavika Arjuna continuously enjoyed 85,000. Material opulence with full bodily strength and unimpaired memory. In other words, he enjoyed inexhaustible material opulence with his 6 senses. Of the 1,000 sons of Kartavika Arjuna, only 5 remained alive after the fight with Parshuram. Their names were those who remained alive. Jayadhwaja, Shurasena, Vrishabha, Madhu and Urajita. Jayadhwaja had a son named Taljanga. Janga means his lower limb, thigh was like a tal vriksh, okay? Who had 100 sons, all the Kshatriyas in the dynasty known as Taljanga were annihilated by the great power received by the Maharaj Sagra from Urva Rishi. So what is this Sagra? Can be somebody know? Jayadhwaja is a son named Taljanga who had 100 sons. All the Kshatriya in that dynasty are called Taljanga. So they have a common name, like a surname. They were annihilated by the great power received by Maharaj Sagar. So they were annihilated by Maharaj Sagar of the dynasty of the sun god, who got the power from Urva Rishi. If you remember this, our Urva Rishi at that place, Maharaj Sagar was living there. Then his wife became pregnant. Sagar, word Sagar means, anybody can tell me the meaning of a word Sagar?
With poison.
Sorry, with?
Poison.
Yeah, with sa means along, with gar means poison. So somebody gave poison to his wife, that is, there should be no son, but then Sagar was born. And then Sagar has the one wife, from which he has a son, Asmanjas, and from other wife he has a 60,000 sons. They all went for the horse to the Kapila Ashram. This is the whole story, this is same Sagar. Son of Tal Janga, Vithotra was the eldest, and son of Vithotra, named Madhu, had a celebrated son named Virshni. Now we are coming to the Madhu once, Virshni once. He had a son Virshni. Madhu had 100 sons, of whom the Virshni was the eldest. And the dynasty known as Yadava, Madhava, and Virshni had their origin from Yadu, Madhu, and Virshni. So they are all called Yadava. So sometimes Krishna was called Madhu, Madhava, Madhu coming from Madhu once, Virshni once, and Yadu once. Madhu, Yadu, Virshni. So we have come now to this dynasty, Tal Janga. Maharaj Parikshit, because Yadu, Madhu, and Virshni, each inaugurated a dynasty, their dynasty known as Yadava, Madhava, and Virshni. The son of Yadu named Kroshta had a son named Vijinvan. Virginvan. The son of Virginvan was Swahit, and son of Swahit, Vishadgu. The son of Vishadgu, Chitrath, and from son of Chitrath, Shashbindu. The great fortunate Shashbindu, who was the great mystic, possessed 14 opulences and was the owner of the 14 great jewels. Thus he became the emperor of the world. So Shashbindu, Shash means actually moon, Shashbindu. And these are the name of the 14 jewels which king can possess. In Markandeya Puran, the 14 kinds of great jewels are described as follows. An elephant is a jewel, a horse is a jewel, a chariot is a jewel, a wife, arrow, a reservoir of wealth, a garland, a valuable costumes, trees, a spear, a noose, a jewel, an umbrella, and regulative principles. To be the emperor, one must possess all 14 of these opulences. Shashbindu possesses them all. Famous Shatbindu had 10,000 wives, and by each he begot lakhs of sons, therefore number of his sons was 10,000 lakh. 10,000 lakh. Lakh means, 10,000 lakhs. Means 10 million. No, something like that. Among these many sons, six were the foremost, such as Prithusharva, Prithukirti. The son of Prithusharva was known as Dharma, and his son was known as Ushna. Ushna was the performer of 100 horse sacrifices. Son of Ushna was Ruchaka, who had 5 sons, Purujita, Rukkama, Rukameshu, Prithu, Jayamag. Remember this name, Jayamag will come at the end. Please hear of these sons from me. So now we are hearing the sons of Ushna. Now Jayamag had no sons. This Jayamag is now very, his mentality is very common all over the world. What is this? Jayamag had no son. But because he was fearful of his wife, Shaibya, he could not accept another wife. Jayamag once took from a house of some royal enemy a girl who was prostitute. But upon seeing her, Shaibya was very angry and said to her husband, my husband, you cheater, who is this girl sitting upon my seat on the chariot? Jama then replied, this girl will be your daughter-in-law. It means you will give birth and then she will be... Actually, he brought this, he was fearing. Upon hearing this joking word, Shabya smilingly replied. Shabya said, I am sterile and have no co-wife. How can this girl be my daughter-in-law? Please tell me. Jamag replied, my dear queen, I shall see that you indeed have a son and that this girl will be your daughter-in-law. And long, long ago, Jamag had satisfied the demigods and pitas, means pitra, by worshipping them. Now by their mercy, Jagmag's words came true. Although Shabya was barren, by the grace of the demigod, she became pregnant in the due course of time. She gave birth to a child named Vidarbha. And before the child's birth, the girls had been accepted as daughter-in-law. Therefore, Vidarbha actually married her when he grew up. Here ends our chapter. So there are three lessons from this chapter. You want to discuss, we can discuss and then go to the next chapter. And there are almost more than half century verses we have to finish. So what are the three lessons? Maybe you need a day for thinking about this Sunday and then we can discuss on Monday three lessons up from chapter 23. Or somebody can throw idea now. We can have a brainstorming on this.
Yes, Prabhu. I think I have kind of reflection. We see somebody taking a prostitute and a prostitute becoming a wife of his own. So what is that?
What is that?
I see somebody taking a prostitute because his wife is not is unable to give birth, and the prostitute is becoming, you know, is the wife's own.
Actually, what is a prostitute? Let me see the word. From a king, sir, he went to conquer somewhere and he got a girl from there. Shabya Garmadhad Kale Kumaram Sushuha. 1 minute. What is the Sanskrit word? Let me see. Keyam kuhukkam matasthanam ratham aropyate. Before that, jamag tuarpito ay anyam bharyam sabya pati bhayat navedaha charu bhavanad bhojyam kanyam aharashit rachin. Well, it says na vindat shatru Bhavanad, so from the enemy's kingdom, he brought Bhojyam Kanyam. Bhojyam Kanyam. Bhojyam word means who can be enjoyed by many. Bhojyam Kanyam. Bhojyam Kanyam. Aharashit Ratistan. So let us see the meaning, word to word meaning of Bhojyam Kanyam. Say that Bhojyam, a process used for sense gratification, Bhojyam, for enjoyment. Kanyam, okay, girl. So he got one girl from there and that become there. Then is how she become like that? Jamag and his wife knows. They accepted that. Jamag and Shabya accepted that as a daughter-in-law.
I think we can take one lesson from this pastime. That by pleasing the higher personalities, our karma can be changed. You know, because Shabya was barren, but by her husband pleasing the demigods and pitas, then she was, says by the grace of the demigods, she was able to become pregnant.
Yes, if we please the higher authorities, our karmas can be changed, and that's one lesson is good. Jamag's from Jamag. Okay, very good. Some other lesson?
Yes, at least by Dattatreya's blessing, even a Yadu Vanshi Kartavirya became an emperor.
Kartvik Arjuna become emperor by Dattatreya's mercy, but by Parshuram's anger, he becomes smashed also. Okay, so...
Anything in relation to Krishna is supremely pious, that is, the Yadu dynasty is supremely pious, and it vanquishes a reaction of sin-lack in human society.
That is the one most important lesson we can have. I think we will, Sitarani, your question also we'll discuss again. So this is one of the most important lessons, that Yadu dynasty is so pious, if the people hear about that, they all will be purified from their sinful activities. This is like a more application in our practical life. Yadu dynasty means actually Krishna, this whole Krishna conscious movement, preaching about the Pandavas and the Yadu dynasty. Okay, this is one very important. The J Marx is also very good. And Sitarani, you are saying he became an emperor, Kartvik Arjuna. Yes, he ruled for 85,000 years, we discussed. And for so powerful, he pleased the Lord. He has 1,000 sons. His kingdom, by we know already, Mahasmati. He conquered the Ravan. He was so powerful. But by offending the cow and Brahman, he was completely with family smashed.
Hare Krishna.
But he's a Yaduvanshi. For a Yaduvanshi to become an emperor is not possible otherwise. But he became one because of Dattatreya.
But if we take this lesson, then we say, what about the... even Krishna himself never became an emperor. His father Vasudev never became an emperor. He was a father of a Krishna. So, I mean, this will not really give like a balance as a principle for all Yaduvanshis. Well, it's okay. It's good. You keep it. What else?
Can you say that Kartvirta Arjuna has so many qualities that have been described? He has 14 opulences which are making very
good. Who?
Kartvirta Arjuna. But the forces of providence are so strong that by mistake he killed a cow. And so providence is very powerful.
Okay, providence is powerful. So Kartvik, if we have to learn a lesson from the Kartvik Arjuna, as Sitarani is saying, he has worshipped and pleased Dattatreya, who is the incarnation of Lord Vishnu. And then he ruled and he has so many sons and he has so many good qualities there. In spite of that, that one lesson was in a different chapter. In this chapter, this is only the description about Kartvik Arjuna. But there is, verses says, Parshuram has annihilated all his sons, except five or four left. Providence is so powerful, even so powerful people like Kartvik Arjuna having 1,000 arms, was also completely subdued by the Parshuram along with all his sons because of offense towards the cow and a Brahman. Well, that can be all together, put together, can be one good lesson.
I think there's an important lesson here that in the beginning that we're hearing about all these dynasties and personalities appearing in dynasties, and Krishna also appears in this dynasty. So although he appears to take birth like other human beings, he's not an ordinary human being, but he's the Paramatma, he's Brahman, Paramatma, Bhagavan, he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is his pastime.
This is one of the important lessons, that though Supreme Lord, which is the word is Narakriti, Bhagavan, Paramatma, appeared in this Yadu dynasty, though he appeared in a dynasty, but he is beyond all these dynasties. He is unborn, but he took his birth. Well, that's also is a good lesson, because that is the whole Bhagavatam is on Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna. That will come again also in the next chapter. But two more lessons try, and then we'll go to the next chapter.
Guruji, can we also have this lesson in case of Rishi Shringa, that although he was such an austere person, he also fell victim to sex desire?
No, he never fell to sex desire. He was asked by Rompada that you accept my daughter as, and so he got married. He was completely, anyway, his father wanted him never see a woman. Even what to speak of woman is a girl, but no female, even animals were there in that forest where he was doing austerity. But he was somehow brought for Rompad's kingdom to get reign there, and then he married Shanta, and then...
It says that he sent prostitutes to attract him to the kingdom.
Yeah, they went there in the form of a rishis. They dressed themselves as a Rishi Kumar, and they went there, and somehow he was attracted to them, and he brought them to the kingdom of Rompada. So,
what principle there in Rishi Shingi? Because he performed a sacrifice, the rain was there. So because of sacrifice, rain comes, as we find in Bhagavad Gita.
No, not sacrifice. He was so pious and powerful that by simply touching his lotus feet on the land of Rompad, the rain will come. He was so powerful and pious.
Maybe we could say that in relation to this Kartavirya Arjuna, because it's described that he had all these opulences and so much power, but in any case, almost all of his thousand sons were killed just by offending,
Yeah, offending the cow, and the kidnapping the cow of Jamadagni, and killing Jamadagni. Their son killed the Jamadagni, so they were killed.
Yeah, so we could say that no amount of material opulence can protect us.
Protect one from the reaction to the sinful activity towards the Brahman and cow. Gopanam, go Brahmanitaya, okay?
Krishna.
What we were discussing now is... We were discussing some other principle. Rompad. Yeah, we were discussing about Rishi Shringi.
Hare Krishna?
Yes, yes.
Purport to verses 30-31, Prabhupada writes one line: to be the emperor, one must possess all 14 of these opulences.
Yes.
But in the modern age, and regulative principles is listed as one of them. So nowadays, we can say all our shudras do not follow any regulative principle in the present day, and they don't deserve to be rulers.
Well, in principle, that the emperor must have, but there is no emperor anymore. All are small kings selected by the third class people, some of them third class, other they must have all these. Practically speaking, all this is a Vedic terminology. They must have elephant and horse and arrow. Now they must have item bomb and so many other things. So, well, a powerful principle. Well, this is something okay, but not applicable to the present context.
Regulative principle is listed as one of the...
One is a regulative principle of a king. What are the rules and regulations the king should follow out of the 14? So presently nobody is following, so king must follow all these rules and regulations. Okay. Any else? Any other? Maybe... Still, you read the chapter and find, come up with some more. Couple are very good. They can fly. Which are the powerful, at least three we have all agreed about? Can somebody summarize?
One is that no matter the opulence we will achieve in this world, no matter how sophisticated it is, it cannot protect us when we offend devotees, and still it cannot give satisfaction in the case
of. So one is from Kartavirya, one from Kartavirya Arjuna, okay? One from the pastime of Kartavirya Arjuna, and this we can take one lesson, okay? Number two? You said the one, Prabhupada Priya, you said in the beginning one, first one, what was that?
That by satisfying the higher personalities, our karma can be changed.
Yeah, Jayamag got a son even by pleasing the higher personalities. I think, well, it is okay in one sense, but when our Krishna conscious, we think to worship the demigod and to worship the Pitra is not a, like, more bona fide, if we can, like, see in that way. Then it is not really, if we can get a little more powerful, like offending the Brahman and Vaishnava, that is more powerful lesson. So we can get something more powerful. That's okay, in one sense is all right. The dynasty can be continued in certain, like even Dasaratha Maharaj was not having a son, and Rishi Sringa has to perform yajna, and then he got the four sons. So sometimes there is a need of the priest and the pleasure of the demigods for achieving our goal in this life for some higher purpose.
But for this, I mean, we could not worshipping demigods, but we could worshipping Guru and Krishna.
Yeah, for us is okay, but in this Jayamag, worship the demigods and Pitas.
Yeah, but we can just apply that to Krishna for ourselves.
Yeah, anyway, we can say that same thing can be achieved by the worship of the Supreme Lord. But that's two or three more powerful lessons. Let us read this and then we will again have a brainstorming about the lesson from the 23rd chapter.
We can discuss one more lesson also here, because Krishna appeared from the dynasty of Yadu.
Yeah, but he's not an ordinary person. This is a very good lesson. Yeah, this is the down. No, the before that was the best lesson. This Yadu dynasty I am speaking, so powerful that anybody who hears about this dynasty will be freed from sinful reactions. So when we discuss about the great devotees, God and his followers, there is Krishna Katha and Hari Katha and Hari Bhakta Katha, the pastime of Supreme Lord and his descendant, are his devotees, that will purify the atmosphere. That is very powerful lesson. That is very powerful.
From Narakriti, we can get these verses confirm that the original form of the Lord is to man.
Yeah, Narakriti word in this will is a very, very powerful statement that original Supreme Personality of the Godhead, the people tell, call him Brahma or Paramatma, is actually Shyama Sundar Muralidhar. This is most powerful lesson from this. So now we have four or five to toss about, and we can select three most powerful. Is it okay? We continue the next century, half century verses. Okay, thank you. Let's go. Suta Goswami. Now we are in the last chapter of this section and of your whole Bhakti Vedanta curriculum. The chapter is Supreme Personality of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sukadeva Goswami said, by the womb of the girl brought by his father, it means Bhogya Kanya, Vidarbha begot three sons named Kusha, Kratha, Romapad. Romapad was the favorite in the dynasty of Vidarbha. It's a different Rompad. The son of Rompad was Babru, from whom there came son named Kirti, Kriti. The son of Kriti was Ushika, son of Ushik was Chedi. From Chedi was born a king known as Chaidi and others. The son of Kartha was Kunti. The son of Kunti, Virshni. the son of Rishni, Nivarti, and son of Nivarti, Dasharath. From Dasharath came Vayom, and from Vayom came Jimut, and from Jimut, Vikriti, and from Vikriti, Bhimrat, and from Bhimrat, Navrat, and from Navrat, Dasharath. From Dasharath came a son named Shakuni, and from Shakuni a son named Karambhi, and son of Karambhi was Devarat, and his son was Devakshatra. The son of Devakshatra was Madhu, and his son was Kurushva, from whom there came a son named Anu. The son of Anu was Puruhotra, and son of Puruhotra was Ayu, and Ayu's son was Satvat. O great Aryan king, Satvat had 7 sons named Bhajaman, Bhaji, Devya, Vrishni, Deva, Vrdha, Andhaka, Mahabhoja, and from Mahabhoja, and from Bhajamana, by one wife came 3 sons, Nimlochi, Kankana, and Drishti. And from his other wife came 3 other sons, Shatajit, Shatrajit, and Ayutajit. The son of Devavrda and Babru, concerning Devavrda and Babru, there were 2 famous songs of prayer which were sung by our predecessors and which we have heard from a distance. Even now I hear the same prayer about their qualities, because that which was heard before is still sung continuously. It has been decided that among human beings, Babru is the best, and the Devavrda is equal to demigods. Because of the association of Babru and Devavrda, all their descendants, numbering 14,065, achieved liberation in the dynasty of King Mahabhoj, who was extremely religious. There appeared a Bhoja king. This Bhoja is going to be the dynasty of the Kansa, in which the Kansa appears. Kansa is called Bhojavansi. So this 2, Babru and Devavrda, they are best of the men. Why they were there? Because of the association of them, all the descendants become liberated. O king, Maharaj Parikshit, who can suppress your enemy? Who can suppress your enemies? The son of Vrishni was Sumitra and Yudhajit. From Yudhajit came Shini and Anamitra, and from Anamitra came a son named Nigan. 2 sons of the Nigan are Satrajit and Prasin. These 2 names are very famous in a Dwarka Leela of Krishna, Satrajit and Prasin. About the Samantak jewel. The Satrajit has a Samantak jewel and Prasin is his brother. So these 2 names are connected with with the Samantak jewel. Another son of Anamrit was Anadarshini, and his son was Satyak. The son of Satyak was Yuyudhan. This Yuyudhan is Satyaki. Satyaki, who is the disciple of Arjun, and he was the one only surviving with 5 Pandavas in this whole Kurukshetra war. 5 Pandya and Satyaki. Satyaki and Yudhan is the same name. This is a very famous disciple of Arjun. He is Satyaki, because son of Satyaki is Satyaki, and his other name is Yuyudhan. He is a very famous warrior. Whose son was Jaya? From Jaya came a son named Kuni, and from Kuni a son named Yugandhar. Another son of the Anamrit was Virshni. There are many Virshnis. From Virshni came the son named Swapalak. This Swapalak also remember, because Swapalak and his other brother Chitrat. Swaphalaka by his wife Gandhini. Remember this. Swapalaka by his wife Gandhini gave birth to the Akrur. This is very famous Akrur, which is the Acharya of Vandana Bhakti, offering prayers. The Akrura who went to bring the Krishna Balaram, his name is sometimes called Swapalaka Putra, son of Swapalak, or sometimes is called Gandhini Nandan. So this is also very common for us to never remember Akrur. Akrur was the eldest, but there were 12 other sons, all of whom were most celebrated. The names of these 12 were Asanga Sarameya, Mridor, Mridovit, Gri, Dharma Vridha, Sukkarma, Kshetropeksha, Arimardan, Arimardan, killing the enemies. Shatrughan, same meaning. Gandhamada and Pratibahu. These brothers also had a sister named Suchara. From Akrur came two sons named Devavan and Upadev. Chitrata had many sons headed by Prithu and Vidurata, all of whom were known as belonging to the dynasty of Vrishni. Kukura, Bhajaman, Shuchi, Kambala, Barahisha were the four sons of Andak. The son of Kukuru was Vahini and his son was Viloma. The son of Viloma was Kapotaroma, and from his son was Anu, whose friend was Tamburu. Tamburu is one of the Gandharav. From Anu came the Andak. From Andak, Dundubhi. And from Dundubhi, Avidyot. And from Avidyot came a son named Punarvasu. Punarvasu had a son and a daughter named Ahuki, respectively. And Ahuk had two sons named Devak and Ugarsin. Now we have reached to the father of Devaki and Kans. So, now this Devak has a daughter Devaki another, and Ugarsin has a son Kans. So Devak had four sons named Devavan, Upadev, Swadev, and Dev Ardhan. And he also had seven daughters named Shanti Devi, Upadevi, Shri Devi, Deva Rakshita, Sahadeva, Devaki. So son of, daughter of Devak is Devaki. And Dhritadeva was the eldest. Vasudev, the father of Krishna, married all these sisters. Now Kansa, these are the sons of Ugarsin. Kansa, Sunuma, Nyogrodh, Kanka, Kanaka, Sanku, Sohu, Rashtrapala, Drishti and Tushtiman were the sons of Ugarsin. The Kansa was killed by Krishna and the rest all were killed by Balaram. Kansavati, Kanaka, Surabhu, and Rashtrapalika were the daughters of Ugarsin. They become the wives of Vasudev's younger brother. So they married, Devak's daughters married to Vasudev, and Ugarsin's daughter married to Vasudev's younger brother. Okay. Son of Chitrath was Vidurath, and son of Vidurath was Sura. And his son was Bhajaman, and son of Bhajaman was Shini, and son of Shini was Bhoj. And the son of Bhoj was Hirdik. Three sons of Hirdik were Devamida, Shatadhanu, and Kirtavarma. So Kirtavarma is the one which was the commander-in-chief of the Yadu army which was given to Duryodhan. And he was the one who was surviving on the side of Kauravas along with Kripa Acharya and Ashwasthama, only three. Kirtavarma, Ashwasthama and Kripa Acharya, only three were surviving on Kaurava side and five on Pandava side. Pandav 5 and 6 was the Satyaki or Yudhana. The son of Devmeed was Sura. Now we have reached to the Sura dynasty. Sura will have a son, Vasudev. You know, this Devmeed, not in this our Bhagavatam, but we know that Devmeed has a one son, Sura, which was... Devmeed married a wife, Kshatri, he had a son, Sura. And Sura has a son, Vasudev. And Devmeed has another wife, which is from the Vaishya community, and he got a son called Prajanya, which is not in the list in Bhagavatam, but our Acharya has given somewhere else. And this Prajanya has five sons. In the middle one was Nanda Baba and Upananda. So in one sense, Vasudev and Nanda Baba, they were brothers, cousin brothers. They are coming from Devamid. So Sura, whose wife was Marisha. Through Marisha, King Sur begot Vasudev. We have reached to Vasudev, father of Krishna. And his brother Devabhag, Devasharva, Ananka, Shranja, Shyamaka, Kanaka, Shamika, Vatsaka, and Virka. These 10 sons were spotlessly pious personalities. When Vasudev was born, the demigod from the heavenly kingdom sounded kettle drums. Therefore, Vasudev, who provided the proper place for the appearance of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, was also known as Ananka Dumdubhi. Is another name of Vasudev, Ananka Dubdavi.
Hi Krishna, was it Shura's brother who was the father of Nanda Maharaj?
Prajanya, not Shura's brother. Shura married a wife, Kshatri. Devamid married a Kshatri wife, have a Shura son. And Shura has a Vasudev, another brothers. And Devmeed is a Vaish wife, from where he got Prajanya. And Prajanya has five sons, and Nanda Baba is the middle one. So they are cousins in that sense. Now we have this Vasudeva. We have getting now the dynasty of Sura Maharaj. So his brothers and now his sister, five sisters. The five daughters of King Sura named Pritha, this is Kunti, Arjun's mother, Pandava's mother. Shurta Deva, Shurta Kriti, Shurta Sharva, and Raja Adhidevi were Vasudev's sisters. Sura gave Pritha to his friend Kunti. His name was Kunti Bhoj, a king who adopted this Kunti. Therefore, Pritha is called Kunti, who had no issue because Maharaj Kunti Bhoj has no issue. And therefore, another name of Pritha was Kunti. Okay? These are the two names. Pritha is number one name addressed by Krishna to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita. And Kunti is number two. The most addressed Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita is Pritha and number two Kunti. Kunti Bhoj. They say in Bhopal there is a place called Bhojak where this Kunti Bhoj has a kingdom. They say like that. And there is a one temple, Bhimavati. These all Pandavas went there. Kunti, this that was the his father's place, they say, is still there in Bhopal. Okay, now we are coming to the Kunti's little history. Once when Durvasa was a guest at the house of Pritha's father, means Maharaj Kunti Bhoj, Pritha satisfied Durvasa by rendering service. Therefore, she received a mystic power by which she could call any demigod. To examine the potency of this mystic power, pious Kunti immediately called for his sun god. Pious Kunti. What is the word? Ravim Suchihi. Suchihi. Suchi, very, very pure Kunti. As soon as Kunti called the god of the sun, he immediately appeared before her. And she was very much surprised. She told the sun god, "I was simply examining your effectiveness. Examining the effectiveness of this mystic power. I am sorry I have called you unnecessarily. Please return, excuse me." Sun god said, "O beautiful Pritha, your meeting with a demigod cannot be fruitless. Therefore, let me place my seed in your womb so that you may bear a son. I shall arrange to keep your virginity intact, since you are still an unmarried girl." So Srila Prabhupada has just given a social background. According to the Vedic civilization, a girl gives birth to a child before she is married. If a girl gives a birth to a child before she is married, no one will marry her. Therefore, although the sun god, after appearing before Pritha, wanted to give her a child, Pritha hesitated because she was still unmarried. To keep her virginity undisturbed, the sun god arranged to give her a child that come from her ear. And therefore the child was known as Karna. Karna means ear. The custom is that girl should be married Akshat Yoni. Akshat means unbroken. You know, generally in a Vedic tradition, Aksha word is used for a rice, full rice. Unbroken rice is called Akshat for the puja, for the worship. Akshat and Yoni means womb. Akshat Yoni, that is, with her virginity undisturbed. A girl should never bear a child before her marriage. This is the advice of the Prabhupada for the modern womanhood. Okay. After saying this, sun god discharged semen into the womb of Pritha and then returned to the celestial kingdom immediately thereafter. It's not after 9 months. From Kunti, a child was born who was like a second sun god. Very brilliant. With ears decorated with kundal by birth, and chest was having a shield, what is called kavacha. What is called kavacha in English? Kavach. On his chest from his birth. He has a kavach. Armor. Armor? Okay. Because Kunti feared people's criticism, with great difficulty she had to give up her affection for her child. Unwillingly, she packed the child in a basket and left it float down the river, water of the river. O Maharaj Parikshit, your grandfather, the pious and chivalrous King Pandu, later married Kunti. So Sursen, Kunti, when she was at the house of Kunti Bhoj, this happened. Now, Vrdha Sharma, the king of Kurush, married Kunti's sister. Now the other, Kunti's sister married to whom? Now the history is of four other sister of Kunti. It means aunties of Lord Krishna. Vrdha Sharma, the king of Karusha, married Kunti's sister Shurta Deva. And from her womb, Dandavakar was born. Who is Dandavakar? Oh, Hiranakash. Karush. Having been cursed by the sage headed by Sanak, Dandavakar had formerly been born as a son of Diti named Hiranyaksha. So Dandavakra is Hiranyaksha and Shishubala is Hiranyakashipu. He was Hiranyakashipu. King Drishtaketu, the king of Kekai, this Kekai Desh, married Shrutakirti, another sister of Kunti. Shrutakirti had five sons headed by Santaradana. Through the womb of Raja Devi, another sister of Kunti, Jasin begot two sons named Vind and Anuvind. They were the rulers of Avantika or Ujjain, and their sister was Mitra Vinda, which Krishna abducted, and one of the wife of the Krishna is Mitra Vinda. Similarly, the king of Chedi married Shurta Sharva. The king's name was Dam Ghosh, and he had a son that is going to be Shishupal. The son of Shurta Sharva, the sister of the Kunti, was Shishupal, whose birth has already been described in the 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Vasudeva's brother named Deva Bhag had two sons born of his wife Kansa. Kansa were the daughter of Ugarsin. The two sons were Chitraketu and Bradabal. This Bradabal, because Dev Bhag's son is called Udhav. And this Bradabal is another name of the Udhav. Sometimes they say like that. You can check, but as far as I remember, because Dev Bhag is a brother of Vasudev and Udhav is son of Dev Bhag. But Bhagavatam is called Bradabal. Some other Puran is called Udhav. Vasudev's brother named Dev Sharva married Kansavati, by whom he begot two sons named Suvir and Ishuman. Kanak, by his wife Kanaka, begot three sons named Bakka, Satyajit and Purujit. King Sranjaya, by his wife Rashtra Prakalika, begot son headed by Virsha and Durmarshan. King Shyamak, by his wife Shurtabhumi, begot two sons named Harikesh and Hiranyaksha. Thereafter, King Vatsak, by the womb of his wife Mrishakeshi, who was an Apsara, begot son headed by Vrakka. Vrak, by his wife Durakshi, begot Taksha, Pushkar, Shal, and so on. From Shamika, by the womb of his wife Sudamani, came Sumitra, Arjunpad, and other sons. King Anak, by his wife Karanika, begot two sons named Ritadhama and Jaya. Devaki, Pauravi, Rohini, Bhadra, Madira, Rochana, Illa and other were all wives of Anang Dukdavi, Vasudev. Among them all, Devaki was the chief. Vasudev, by the womb of his wife Rohini, begot son such as Balla, that is Balaram. Gada is another name, therefore Krishna sometimes called Gada Agraj. Krishna's one name is Gada Agraj. It means Krishna is elder than Gada. Agraj means before, born before. Durmada, Vipula, Dhurva, Kirti and others. Bal and Gad are more, and Sharan, they are more famous. From the womb of Porvi came 12 sons, including Bhuta, Subhadra, Bhadrabahu, Durmada and Bhadra. Nanda, Upananda, Kritaka, Shura and others were born from the womb of Madri, Madira, Bhadri, Bhadra, called Kaushalya, gave birth to only one son named Kesi. Vasudeva, another of his wife, whose name was Rochana, begot Hasta, Hemangad, and other sons, and by his wife named Illa, he begot sons headed by Uruvalka, all of whom were chief personalities in the dynasty of Yadu. From the womb of Dhritadeva, one of the wives of Ananka Dubdu became a son named Viprishta. Son of Shanti Devi, another wife of Vasudeva, were Prashama, Prasit, and others. Vasudeva also had a wife named Upadeva, from whom came 10 sons headed by Rajanya, Kalpa, and Varsha. From Sri Devi, another wife, came 6 sons, such as Vasu, Hans, and Swansha. By seven of Vasudeva in the womb of Deva Rakshita, 9 sons were born headed by Gada. Vasudev, who was religion personified, also had a wife named Sahadeva, by whose womb he begot 8 sons headed by Shrut and Pravar. The 8 sons born of Sahadeva, such as Parvar, Surat, were exact incarnation of 8 Vasus in the heavenly planet. Vasudev also begot 8 highly qualified sons through the womb of Devaki. These are included, number 1, Kirtiman, Sushena, Bhadrasen, Raju, Samardhan, Bhadra. They all 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They were killed by Kansa, Shadgarbha, and then Sankrishna, which is Balaram, the controller and the serpent incarnation. The 8th son was Supreme Personality of God, himself Krishna, highly fortunate Subhadra. The one daughter was also your grandmother. So Subhadra is the daughter of came from Devaki. So in this verse the word is Harikila. The 55th verse says Swayameva Harikila, indicating that Krishna, the 8th son of Devaki, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is not an incarnation. Although there is no difference between the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, and his incarnation. Krishna is the original Supreme Person, the complete Godhead. Incarnation accepts only a certain percentage of the potencies of Godhead. The complete Godhead is Krishna himself, who appeared as the 8th son of Devaki. Whenever the principle of religion deteriorates, this is the verse which is very similar to the verse in a Bhagavad Gita. Yada yada hi dharmasya kshayo virdhischa papamana papamanaha tadatu bhagavan isha atmanam sirjate harihi. Now Srila Prabhupada says similar verses in Bhagavad Gita. Oh, now in the present age, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to inaugurate the Hare Krishna movement. At the present time in Kali Yuga, people are extremely sinful and bad, manda. They have no idea of spiritual life and are misusing the benefit of human form to live like cats and dogs. Under these circumstances, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inaugurated the Hare Krishna movement, which is not different from Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If one associates with this movement, he directly associates with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. People should take advantage of this chanting of Hare Krishna mantra and thus gain relief from all problems created in this age of Kali. The last verse of today's marathon, and then we will see what are the question we can discuss from your question bank. The rest 10 verses are for next last class, which was before Sunday, now it is on Monday.
Yes, Prabhuji.
Monday same time, 3:30, right? Okay. O King Maharaj Parikshat, but for the Lord's personal desire, there is no cause for his appearance, disappearance or activities. As the Super Soul, he knows everything. Consequently, there is no cause that affect him, nor even the result of fruit activities. I'm just reading the verse. Nahe asyaha janmano heto, there is no reason for his birth. Karmano va mahipate ho king. Mahipate means parikshat. Mahi means earth, pate means ruler. Karmano means activities. Atma mayam, that is most important word, which is given purport by Srila Prabhupada. Atma mayam, which maya here means mercy. Vineshayaha parasyaha drishtoho atmanaha. Parasya, Supreme Personality of God. Isha, Supreme Controller. Isha, Parasya. And Vineshaya. Vina Isha, without Supreme Law Controller. Parasya, without Paramatmam. Drishtur Atmanaha. Drishtuho. Super Soul, Upadrishta. Atmanaha, the Super Soul of everyone. Okay? Now, purport. This verse point out the difference between Supreme Personality of Godhead and ordinary living being. Ordinary living being receives a particular type of body according to his past activities. Karmana deva netrena jantur deho papadyate deho papatyai. A living being is never independent and can never appear independently. Rather, one is forced to accept body imposed upon him by maya according to his past karma. Maya here means prakriti, material nature. As explained in Bhagavad Gita 1861, Yantra Rudhani Mayaya. The body is a kind of machine created and offered to the living entity by the material energy under the direction of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the living entity must accept a particular type of body awarded to him by Maya, the material energy, according to his karma. Okay, one cannot independently say, give me a body like this or give me a body like that. No, one must accept whatever body is offered by the Alright, this was done and disconnected. Oh, we are restarting Hare Krishna. Alright. Now, where are we?
You left off saying, we can't say, give me a body like this, give me a body
okay.
like that.
Okay, one must accept whatever body is offered by the material energy. This is the position of all living entities. Now, but when Krishna descends, however, he does so out of his merciful compassion for the fallen soul. As Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Paritranaya Sadhunam, Vinashaya Chadushkritam, Dharam Svangsthapanarthaya, Sambhavami Yuge Yuge. To deliver the pious and annihilate the miscreant, as well as to re-establish the principle of religion, I demand myself million after million. The Supreme Lord is not forced to appear. Indeed, no one can subject him to force. For he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everyone is under his control. And he is not under control of anyone else. Foolish people who, because of a poor fund of knowledge, think that one can equal Krishna or become Krishna as condemned or condemned in every way. No one can equal to or surpass Krishna, who is therefore described as Asamurdha. Asamurdha. Murdha means head. Means top, Asya Murdha means nobody is beyond him. He is the topmost. Asya Murdha. This is Urdha, you know, Urdha, Urdha, Gacchanti, Urdha means up. So, Murdha, Urdha, Asam Urdha. According to the Vishwakosh dictionary, the word Maya is used in sense of false pride normally, and also in the sense of compassion. So, in this verse, the word Maya is mercy or compassion of Krishna. For an ordinary living being, the body in which he appears is his punishment. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Daive Aisha Gunamai Mammaya Durtaya. This divine energy of mind consisting of three modes of material nature is difficult to overcome. But when Krishna comes, the word Maya refers to his compassion or mercy upon the devotees and fallen souls. By his potency, the Lord can deliver everyone, whether sinful or pious. Here ends our, I think, today's session. Is it okay? Now, what are the questions in this portion of our chapter? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Yes?
By three lessons.
The question from verse number 11?
No. 24. The first question is last three lessons.
Oh, first two lessons, okay. And what is the second question? First two lessons from this portion. Alright.
Three lessons from this portion, and the second question is briefly described why the Lord appears.
Well, that what we discuss out of his causeless mercy. To deliver the both pious and sinful. Because this question is basically focusing on word Maya. Krishna Prabhupada, Atma Maya. Why Lord appears out of his causeless mercy? Not like ordinary person. That's okay, answer. Now three lessons, okay? Clear. Again, let us have a brainstorming.
We see that in spite of the Lord being witness of the living entity, and the living entity, they have been pushed here and there by their previous karma, but the Lord is never affected by this karma.
Well, in same purpose we can say the one lesson is that all living entities are getting the bodies given by the material nature because of their karma. And that is completely different from the appearance of Lord, which is out of his causeless mercy. That is all right. That's okay. Three lessons. Find out three lessons from this portion.
I don't know if this is a lesson, but maybe it could lead to a lesson. I was thinking that, Kunti Devi, her sisters, one of her sisters' son was Shishupal, and another sister's son was Dasabhakra. So she had these two demons as her nephews. I was reflecting on why Kunti Devi says, please sever these bonds of attachment to my family members, because some of her family members were also very problematic.
Anyway, this is for the pastime, because these two demons are also the doorkeepers of Vishnu. They are not ordinary demons. They are acting as a demon in the drama. Kunti says, well, break my relation with all that, but that is not in this chapter. Well, that is from first chapter. My relation with Madhus and Pandavas and Yadavas. Well, that is from first chapter. In this chapter, let us look more about what we can get the three lessons.
Hare Krishna.
Yes.
From last, about this one, the Lord comes when there is a decline in religious principle.
Well, this is a very universal principle. That's a good one. When there is a discrepancies in the life of the people, they become sinful. I think one most important lesson, as you are saying right now, From this purpose, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has inaugurated this Hare Krishna movement. People should take advantage of this. This will be the most powerful one lesson we can get that from this portion of the chapter. What everybody think about this?
Prabhu, one can be taken from the meaning of word Maya.
Yeah, that is a separate, that is already a question, separate question for this Maya.
Yeah, but it is also a lesson that for an ordinary soul, this embodiment is a punishment, but for a devotee, this is also a compassion. That is another meaning of Maya, that this is a compassion and the Lord delivers. Is a compassion of the Lord.
Oh, yeah. But exactly, it doesn't apply in this purport on a devotee. It is just for both pious and for both sinful. Lord, by mercy appearing, and then he deliver everybody. Yeah, there's nobody's friend or enemy for the Lord, actually. So Maya is already coming in a separate question. So one is a good one is the that Lord appears when there is a dispense in the religion, which is a universal principle. That is the one good lesson. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Hare Krishna movement and people should come and join. That is one good lesson by now. What are the two other good lessons? At least Hare come Krishna up with four or five.
Now the Lord and the demons has appeared in the same family. The Supreme Lord and Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, like the Dantabharata and Sisupal, they are the members of the same family.
Actually, really speaking, they are not demons. If at all you have to say demon, then demon is a Kansa. Kansa is an outright demon. Shishupal and Dandavakar are acting as a demons, but they are not actually demons. But Kansa is an outright Kalnami demon. And he is also very related to the Krishna. He is Krishna's maternal uncle. So this is this lesson, as if we come to this point, then even if somebody is related to Supreme Lord when he appears, if he is demon, then Lord definitely for the protection of devotees annihilate that, even if he is his own person. So that can be more elaborate, that if Arjuna is killing his enemies which are relative, Krishna has also killed his enemies. They were also his relatives. That principle is good if we really make a good analysis of these things, then this is a good principle, that even Supreme Lord has to kill his own maternal uncle and maternal brothers because they were demons. So Lord is impartial as far as people are concerned, but this one lesson is okay. This can be done. Yes.
Can we also say something like that? Service to a saintly personality never goes in vain in case of Durvasa and Kunti, and also that one should not test the benediction of, say, a saintly personality or a Vaishnava or the Lord.
Yeah, this is also one of the good lessons, that if we serve the saintly person, they give benediction, that they foresee our future. So we should not be hasty to test them, which means we have no faith on them. Then we will be in a disaster, in a very awkward position like Kunti. So better we should wait for a right time, which Kunti actually needed this benediction because she got the all Pandavas by the demigods. This was the arrangement of Krishna actually. So this is one of the good lessons. Good, this is good, Sitarani. Yeah, this is good. When the saintly, we please the saintly person, we will always get benefit. And those benefit, and we should never test them. That's good.
Prabhu, in Shloka 55, we saw that Swayam Eva Harihi Kiladata. Krishna is not an incarnation, but he is the direct supreme personality of Godhead.
Yeah, this Shloka word, if you put that. This word, that Swayam Hari, so this is not an ordinary incarnation, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead appearing. Well, that is also good. Refer the verse and write this. Other incarnation have a partial power, full incarnation is a full power.
Okay.
Yes. Some other lessons? At least you can have five, six, then you can at least remember three.
Prabhu, we can see also from the life of Kunti, the idea of abortion is coming from her somehow.
Well, it was not abortion, it was all demigods' arrangement. Karan came from the ear. She remained virgin, but somehow she could not keep the boy. Well, this is all past time. Well, when we go to Badrinath, they tell that there was a demon here with 1,000 arms. And Narayan is a Krishna and Arjun. One day Krishna was cutting the two arms, another day Arjun was cutting the two arms. When he had only two arms, he ran away from there. He came as a Karna. So now this time Arjun has to kill him. So the Karna is like that. Therefore he was abandoned because he has to be killed by Arjun. If he would have been with the Kunti, Karna will never kill him. Arjun will never kill him. He is his elder brother. So this is all the past time. Some other one good lesson and then we end. Good lesson or some question or comment?
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Yes.
So in the previous chapter we saw that the king brings the prostitute and then he gets the girl married to his own son. He accepts her as his daughter-in-law.
Yeah.
So in that sense, so how to understand the girl is like elder to the boy, but according to Vedic civilization, the boy has to be older than the girl, and how to reconcile that in our practical situation?
Well, this was some past time. It's not ordinary. This is nothing to be practiced. It's simply to hear and see these things can also happen sometime. That's all. These are some pastime which are not to imitate, simply to understand why this happened all. Actually, the king brought for his own wife, but he was very afraid of his wife Shabya. So he said, when she was really tough with his husband, then he said, okay, it is for your son. And then she was laughing. Say, how that I cannot have son. So somehow he got a son. But anyway, at that time they were living for thousands of years, so there's no difference of the. Well, this is a very rare, very, very extraordinary circumstances. So they should not be much discussed, I think. They are something like just for the dynasty to continue sometime all these things has to happen. That's all.
Big generals are also afraid of their wives.
Well, that what I was telling, that this is the only applicable to the modern world, that everybody is Jayamag's disciple. They are afraid of their wife, that's all. Home ministry is powerful,
Prabhu,
to learn from Jayamag this thing.
Yeah.
It has only come in this world. Therefore, our Tribhuvan is Brahmachari.
Prabhu, we see often time, this particular principle that Srila Prabhupada is often using, place, time and circumstance. He plays a lot of role in this particular section we just read now. So, this particular section, I see that we keep seeing this, because when we say Lila, when we say pastime, it's like adding place, time, circumstances, which La Prabhupada often uses. So this principle, it actually has a bigger value in our life. Your comment on this, Prabhu?
Well, time, place and circumstances, that is all right. But what you are saying, well, these all thing which are in Bhagavatam, they are actually not for an ordinary person really to imitate or practice, only to relish and only to appreciate and learn some lesson, that's it. Because they are the pastime of a different millennium, where the rules were different, where the times, place and circumstances were different. So this is a... See, after all, Sukhdev has named all these people and Prabhupada has translated all these names. He could have written, oh, chapter 22, there are the names of the dynasty of 1, 2, 3, finish. But he has given all the details. It means there is some meaning to this. Otherwise, why should they discuss all these? Because there is no much detail about them, but all these names have a detail in different Puranas. They have a different pastime also. So they are very, very pious and popular people in their own time, and they have their pastime in different Puranas. But in Bhagavad Puranan, because the most immediately they have to reach to Krishna, so they have just given the name. But all they have a very elaborate pastime. Most of these names are very famous in a Vedic tradition and history. Only we can know few, but most all are very famous. Like in a Sun dynasty, all they were powerful kings. All powerful kings who brought the Ganga on the earth, like Bhagirath and the our very famous Maharaj Ambarish, the disc of the Lord was protecting. They were all very powerful, all liberated people. Otherwise they cannot come in such dynasty in which Lord has to appear. But there are some reason for that are really beyond our understanding, and therefore acharyas are not commented on these things. I don't know why. There's no simple commentary.
Hare Krishna, Bhaji.
Yes.
Thank you. You once mentioned about Jat ceremony of Krishna. Could you please again explain
what?
That?
What?
It was done by Nand Maharaj. Jat, the ceremony of Krishna. How was it done?
There are two reasons. There are two reasons Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad gives, that there is a simultaneous birth of Krishna at Vasudev and Devaki's prison house of Kansa, and also there is a simultaneous birth of Krishna as a son of Nanda and Yashoda. For this he gives two reasons. One reason is that what we discussed, that Nanda Baba did the Jat Karma Sanskar. Jat Karma Sanskar means cutting the connection with the mother, which is the umbilical cord. And number two, Krishna told to the Maya that you appear as my younger sister, Anuja. So if there is no elder brother, then how can she be younger sister? It means Yashoda gave birth to a baby boy and a baby girl. The baby girl was taken by Vasudev, but the baby boy which Vasudev brought, he merged into Krishna, who was born to Yashoda. He merged into that Krishna. And appearance of Krishna as a son of Devaki and Vasudev is in second portion of Rohini Nakshatra. In Rohini constellation, second part, so he is called Vasudeva Krishna. And Krishna appeared at the Yashoda's son in a third portion of the Rohini Nakshatra. So he is called Vihari, not Va, Vi. So he is called Vihari. So our acharyas give this insight that Yashoda gave birth to a baby and a boy. That boy is Swayam Bhagavan. But the Vasudev gave a birth which is actually for the Paritranaya Sadhunam Vinashaya Chadushkritam. This Chaitanya Charitamrita says that Krishna appearing, Swayam Bhagavan Krishna is not appearing for Paritranaya Sadhunam and Vinashaya Chadushkritam. is not appearing for annihilating the demons and giving protection. He is only appearing to have with his own associate performing pastimes. Krishna appears only to perform pastime of his madhurya, his sakya, his vatsalya with his own associate. Hare Krishna.
With that logic, we can say the
Jat
ceremony was done by Vasudev also?
Vasudev? No. At Vasudev, Krishna appeared in 400 form. There, they never had a birth like that. That is very special. Tam adbhut balakam sankh chakra gada ayuddha. He has a four symbol in his hand and he has a crown and then Devaki and Vasudev prayed him and then he became a small baby, Prakrita Shishu. So there was no question of the cutting. He appeared there as incarnation in four-handed form.
Hi Krishna, you were saying that Mother Yashoda gave birth to both the boy and the girl, like twins?
Yes. That is our Gaudiya Vaishnava conclusion. That is our Gaudiya Vaishnava conclusion.
So girl was taken back to...
And that Krishna
was taken back to Mathura by...
Yeah, Mathura Krishna merged into the Vrindavan Krishna. Mathura Krishna merged into the Vrindavan Krishna. And Vrindavan Krishna has his pastime of... stealing butter and doing like that type of things. All the demons were killed by Mathura Krishna. All the demons were killed by Mathura Krishna. But they are not two persons. They are not two persons. There is one person with the two moods. So Yashoda Krishna always remain in Vrindavan. He never leaves Vrindavan. So after 11 years, it is the Vasudev Krishna who went to Mathura and Dwarka. In that mood.
Which of the Acharya's commentaries state
Vishwanath Chakravarti
had a boy and
Vishwanath Chakravarti.
How come Prabhupada doesn't say that in the Krishna book?
Not because this is a little more like subtle thing which is only discussed in a close quarter, not in the books. But usually this is that Krishna is a Swayam Bhagavan, which appeared at Nanda Bhavan. This is Chaitanya Charitamrita. What?
They are book called Mathura Visvrindavan something written by
Mathura?
Gorgunda Swami Mathura. Mathura Visvrindavan by Gorgunda Swami Maharaj. Also mentioning what is
past. Your sound is breaking, Prabhu.
Mentioning that Gauranga Swami Maharaj have written this book named Madhura Visvrindavan, also mentioning the pasam that you are telling now, Prabhu.
Yeah, no, our acharyas have given this, all past acharyas have this whole description about the two sons. I think Prabhupada has also in a some purport in Bhagavatam he has given, but not in a Krishna book, maybe. How many teachers were teaching this our Bhakti Vaibhav? Yes, Prabhu?
So far, four.
Four?
Four teachers, yes.
So including me?
Yes, sir.
So it means I have the smallest portion with the names. That's good. Not much philosophy, right?
I think we had four. Maybe we had five.
Huh?
We had Bhakti Prabhav Swami, Yadunandan Swami, Bhakti Dhir Damodar Swami, Srivas Prabhu, and yourself, five.
Oh, six. Then is okay. I was thinking there are some more than 60 verses in whole section. 15 chapters are in a...
Who was also there?
So it's
six.
Who? Okay. So that 15 chapters in Canto 7, 24 chapters in Canto 8, and 24 chapters in Canto 9. So 24, 24, 48 and 15. 48 and 15 is a 48, 58.
63.
63. So 60 teacher actually. So I have 12 verses, 11 verses. Okay, we have equal share, maybe. It's all right. Okay. So, anybody has any. Anyway, with me, maybe you have some problem because I am just reading the all names, that's all. There's no much philosophy to discuss, right? Maybe the last lecture has the purpose, huh?
Explanation is very sweet for whom?
Huh? Is it okay? Are you hearing or sleeping by these names?
No, we are hearing.
Okay.
Trying to understand.
So I think three lessons we can now write. Maybe now it's too late. But actually, when I was teaching our VISC Nectar of Devotion, we made a group. What is called WhatsApp group, in which we can throw the question, and then some devotee can help one another to solve this, and so much more juice can come out, and much more nectar churning can come. But now it's too late.
We have the group.
Huh? You have group?
Yes.
I don't know, but we had the group, so they were putting question, and then we are learning from one another in that way. Okay.
The group is there, Prabhu. The group is.
Who made the group?
It's from the administration.
Shakti Sarupani Mataji.
Okay, then we are not included in that. Maybe this is your group, but there's. That was the group I asked them to make, because to answer and question one another, we can, you know, solve problems and try to understand and help one another. That will be nice. Anyway, thank you very much. We have one more class. Yes?
Prabhu, I was thinking of one lesson also.
Yes?
There are so many personalities born in the family of Krishna, but not everyone is a devotee. Everyone, there are devotees and demons. But Krishna is known as Supreme Personality of Godhead only to his devotees. Can we take that as a lesson?
That in the family of Yadus there are many people, but they are not all devotees. Almost, there are not devotees like Kansa and his brothers are not demons. That Jarasandha is also a demon. Then the other family of Puru family, we have discussed Jarasandha and that. Yes?
Shishupal is not a devotee. Shishupal is not a devotee.
Well, I'm saying, because we know by now that they are acting as demons. They are basically not demons. Demons, outright demon in Krishna's pastime, and those who are acting as demons. We have to classify those. Similarly, in Bhagavad Gita, like Dhritarashtra is not a demon. But he's acting like that. Otherwise, he's a son of Vyasadeva. He cannot be a demon. He has to be put in such situation that the our Duryodhana has also something like acting as a demon, but it's not like an outright demon. Kansa is an outright demon. So this we have to really qualify what is what. But it is better to say in the dynasty of Krishna are all exalted personalities. They all are exalted almost. Even if they are demons, they are not ordinary demons. If they are ordinary demons, how can Krishna kill them? There is one of the reason for Krishna to appear, because nobody else can kill these demons. Nobody else can kill them. This is Bhagavad Gita actually. This is Bhagavad Gita purport by the Chakravarti Pad, that Krishna has to appear like this, because these demons cannot be killed by anybody else. You all know these six other brothers of Krishna, Kirtiman and other. Vasudev has eight sons, and six we named, and then Balbhadra, then Sankarsana, and then Supreme Personality. Other six you know?
The sons of Marichi.
Sons of Marichi, cursed by Brahma.
Marichi.
They were cursed by Brahma and they become demon. And they appeared as in the time of Hiranyakashipu. And then he cursed them to be killed by their own father. The Kans was actually their father. Kalnemi was Kans, he is the father of these six actually. He killed them. And then in Dwarka Lila...
I was wondering...
Huh? Yes?
I was wondering how, because it says there that those six elder brothers of Krishna, they're all great warriors or something.
No, they were all great means
great warriors when they were killed when they were babies.
But they were actually son of Marichi, which means they were like demigods. But they left on Brahma. Therefore, they were cursed. So they were supposed to be killed by their own father. Kalnemi was their father who appeared as a Kans. So he killed them and then they went to the Maharaj Bali's abode in Sutar Lok, in Dwarka Leela. One day Krishna and Balaram went to pay their obeisance to Mother Devaki. She was saying, I have not seen my sixth son. By the birth, Kansa has killed them. You brought the old son of your teacher who was dead earlier. Can you bring my son? Yes, Krishna Balaram went to the Sutar Lok. From Bali Maharaj received them, they brought these six sons back. And when Devaki saw them, she was so affectionate, the milk came from Devaki's breast and they got the milk, which was prasad of Krishna. And they were delivered them from their curse and went back and become again the demigods. So this sixth son is called Shad Garbha. And our Acharya says these Shad Garbha are like Marichi represent mind, and the six vices of mind are lust, anger, enviousness, unless one conquer all these, Supreme Lord will not appear in the heart. For the Supreme Lord to appear, we have to...
Did Marichi?
Yeah, Marichi represented mind. And his six.
But did he take birth as Kalnemi and then Kamsa?
No, not Marichi, not Kalnemi came as a Kamsa. Actually, this
right.
Our Ugarsin married a daughter from the Vidarbha Desh. Her name was Padmavati. And she was at her in law's house. She was at the house of their father. Where Kalnemi from the sky appeared as a Ugarsin and molested her, and then she recognized, and there is much more talk there going on. Ultimately, Kans was then deposited there. So Kans is actually Kalnemi, demon, who appeared as a son of Ugarsin. Hare Krishna. Okay.